Alright, here we go. Get ready to start the show proper. Spike, there is a call that has been on hold that I can only assume was on hold during the Drew Garabo
Yeah, it was there
program.
When I walked in, this mother.
Dare we take it? Dare we
get a shot? You know I love the callers.
Hey, what's up?
What's up? Is it me?
No.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yes, it's me. Am I talking to you?
Are you?
Yeah, well, I'm talking to somebody right now, and I'm calling the station because I actually got upset about it.
Okay.
So can I tell you something, man? I grew up rough, right? Let me tell you something. You put your hands on my woman. I don't.
Whoa, whoa, you, door. Whoa! You cannot use the S word.
She's just
you cannot,
right you
can, okay, I can't use the S word.
No, okay. Yeah.
Okay, now,
let's circle. That's fine. No harm, no foul. Let's circle back.
Okay.
Slow down.
Okay.
We need to circle back because what you're probably not aware of is the show that you are referencing or the story that you heard was from the previous show. We are in the 6 o'clock hour, and it's a brand new show populated by tall people. We also grew up in the streets. That's all right. So what story got you all hot and bothered?
Okay, so I went out and girls try to jump my girl.
Right.
And I didn't stay there. You know what I did? I started beating them all up because I had to protect my girl.
Listen, as a man, it is your duty to protect your woman.
Shake them.
Yeah, and if you got
I'm a mama's boy too. Love my mom. I'm from Puerto Rico. I'm raised in Puerto Rico my whole life. I got 5 brothers. I don't have not even 1 sister. So when it came to that point, trust me, yo, you're not. I don't care if you're a bunch of girls jumping my girl.
Listen,
I'm gonna protect her.
As long as you ain't doing a ditty. Or you know, if the girls are gonna jump on his girl 3-on-1, I don't have a problem with him defending his woman. As a matter of fact, I consider
that's
this
what I'm
his duty.
To you.
Absolutely,
so there are right times when you gotta hit a woman, even though you don't want to do it because you have to protect your girl.
I like to disagree with him.
Hold on,
Pedro.
Because you don't want to hit a girl.
Hold on, Pedro. I ain't saying I agree with him, but I ain't saying I disagree with him, Spike.
I'm saying I disagree. Hey, push him off, man. You don't clock him.
No. Sometimes.
Not only that, I wish that boyfriend stepped up.
So you can beat his ass too. Listen to me.
I know, man. Manuel, listen to me.
Listen to me, Pablo. Once they push you into
Valentin.
Listen to Valentin. Say that name again. That's a smooth ass name.
Valentin Leandro Sáenz Pierre Forteza.
Man, I'd be getting major ass. I be getting major ass with that name. Yeah. Valentin Manuel Oriega.
Hey, so what did they call you?
Andro Sain Pierre Verio.
So what did they call you?
There you go.
Val.
I would never let somebody shorten that sweet ass. Not only could they not shorten my first name, I would make them call me by all 18 names that you have. That's how cool
I know,
that
I know,
name.
But I give you 2 last names because I'm Spanish from Puerto Rico.
I've heard. So, yes. All right. Listen. You keep swinging. You keep swinging them hands, Valentino. You keep swinging them hands, all right?
I guarantee you that I'm bringing my girl home, and she's going to know I have her back.
There you go.
So when girls jump her,
Uh-huh. Why your girl getting in the fight?
I am going to jump in the middle.
Why your girl getting in the fight?
Spike does ask a pertinent question. What happened? They just jumped her out of nowhere? You can say bitches. You just can't say the S word. Go ahead.
I know. Again. I'm sorry, man.
You're fine. Go ahead.
The way I'm talking, but I'm just telling you, man, no matter what, I'm taking my girl home, and I'm going to let her know that I always got your back. But if this girl's jumped you, I'm not going to be like, I'm just going to push him away.
Simple question. Why your girl getting jumped?
Why did three girls decide to jump your one girl?
Because girls do the cat fight.
Okay. Yeah, they do. Right. He ain't wrong about that spot. They do exactly what he said.
And they pull the hair and they grab the hair. They don't let go of the hair.
Oh, girls are animals. They're animals.
Oh, my.
Okay, all right, man. Yeah. Go on out there, Batman.
Listen, guys. What's this that? Is my first time calling the show, and I'll be honest with you, man. I never called the show before, but I'm being honest with you guys. Great conversation, because I'm a mama's boy. I was raised by my mother.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to women,
as was I, and
I got two girls and I got a boy. So I got three kids. I got two girls, and let me tell you, I expect the same thing from anybody that dates my daughter. That if my daughter getting jumped by girls, you better jump in it. I don't care if it's boys or girls.
You raise those little Pablo PDs right. You raise them to lay them hands on them little girls if they get in the mix.
You gotta do what you gotta do to protect the people.
That's what I'm talking about, Spike. Mm. Retribution. Yeah, okay. That's what 45 talking about.
I don't want to do it, but if you hurt my girl, and you're three girls on top of my girl, I'm going to hit you like a dude.
I remember. I love this guy. I remember. You remind me of a line. I believe it was Superman 2, where the old Southern sheriff said, "Dwayne, sometimes you want to be a peacemaker, you got to kick a little ass." Yeah.
you know what it is? At the end of the story, what it is that I got to go home and I got to look at my girl. And I gotta make sure that my girl knows I protect her. He gotta look at his girl
when he don't want to look at some busted up.
You're a passionate man, but that's all right.
I admire the passion. You call us anytime. This is Drew Garabo and John Tenney. Yeah, thank you, sir. All right.
Valentin Leandro Sain Piedrillo Forteza. Anytime I called you. Yeah, how you like that, huh?
I love it. Woo-wee.
Go ahead. Because you want to fight a girl.
Indeed. Well.
Hey, Valentin, protect the name.
I don't know what Drew and John be talking about. Sure, they got listeners wanting to beat up women.
Passionate like that. I ain't mad at it.
Y'all need to pump the brakes on the content, boy.
Yeah, really. But I guess, family, man, you have to protect your own.
Three on one.
Yeah.
I mean, one on one, you maybe let it play itself out. And if your girl really getting the ass beat, then you step in and kind of put your side. But at the point that you want to do 3-on-1, you got to get them hands, Spike. You got to get them hands. I'm not saying that Valentino, Manuel, Ortega, Diego, Agua, Lapita, is saying that. Not me. Mo would never say put his hands on a woman.
Thank you.
Let's ask for it. Now listen, what?